Praise God. It's good to be in his house today, amen. Start off today singing song number 318, We've Come Into This House.
We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. Come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. Magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship him. Worship Christ the
My God, I love you and I praise you, Lord. I'm so thankful for this opportunity we have together, my brothers and sisters, and lift your name in praise and worship, my God. Be with us here today, Lord. Let us feel your spirit. Let's feel that power that you have. I love and I praise you, my God. In your name, Lord Jesus, praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated.
I want to thank God for, let's try this again. Oh, much better, yay. I want to thank God that I'm home and safe. This trip, I just feel compelled to share this. The last two trips prior to this one, I had my son, who is the designated chaperone of me. So when I travel with Steve, I don't have to think. But I had to get myself there and then get myself back. And I did have to think. And there's technology involved, but I was able to execute all that without even having to ask a TSA agent to bring up my boarding pass, which I think was, thank the Lord, I really wanted to do it by myself. But I was not sure that I would be able to accomplish that. So thank you, Jesus. And it's just good to be home. And I want to thank God for the privilege of being able to share the experience of VBS today with our other two adults, but especially with our children. And it just reminds me of how blessed we are here with the teaching staff in our Sunday school. I didn't have anything like this when I was growing up. We had coloring pages and somebody to give us a lecture. Sunday school was not fun for me, and I went wanting to know about God. I wanted something that was going to stick. I was wanting something that would help me to change my life. And it didn't come from my Sunday school experience, but the people here that God has gifted to teach our children are, what they bring is, it's vibrant, it's relevant, And it can change their lives. And it's a beautiful and wonderful privilege to be part of it. And I want to thank God for that.
I want to tell God how thankful I am to be in his house tonight. And I also want to thank him for having the opportunity to be a part of VBS. We had such a good turnout this year. We had a good handful of visitors. The children came in with so much excitement and joy. And I just want to tell God how thankful I am to be a part of that, to be able to see their joy and just see them growing and learning. And I just, during the middle of my teaching, I taught about Deborah, and it was a superhero theme, and talking about the mighty things that she did for God, and I was really focusing on her willing heart and telling the children that they could be just like her if they have that willing heart for God. And it dawning on me that I have that willing heart for God, and I am so thankful that I can look to those superheroes in the Bible and that God can do the same kind of things in my life. And I'm so thankful that I am a part of this church and he has given me the opportunities to work for him. And I'm so thankful that I was born with a love of God and that he found me and brought me here, and I'm able to share this with my children. And my heart is just so full of thanksgiving tonight. I just love him so much.
I want to thank God for letting me be back in his house. Amen. What a pleasure it is to be back. And what a privilege it is to be able to be here among all of you. I wanted you all to know that I've been praying for my sister-in-law, that she's making some improvements. I got a message from my brother before I came. It said she was still in ICU, but her condition had been upgraded. So your prayers are being answered. And he wanted me to tell all of you how grateful he is for your prayers. And I can see my brother's faith growing. And it's a beautiful thing. And thank you, God, for letting me be back here.
I wanted to add my thanks for being able to be a part of the Vacation Bible School that we just had. And I just love the passion and energy that our kids have and their willingness to just let it all out and holding absolutely nothing back. But I also really wanted to say how thankful I am for this church body and the effort that everybody put in and the care and the love. I mean, I was talking with the kids and asking what their favorite parts were, and everybody had different parts from all of the different works that go into Vacation Bible School. But consistently, it was the lunches and just like the love and the care of like skewers to make sure you get every single kind of fruit, and just because it's more fun, even though it's a lot more work to put together. And that to me, I think, was just like symbolic of how I felt about this work and that our body did, and how it really does impact our kids and make a difference. With that too, if you guys were living in the church neighborhood, we went and sang a song, our VBS kids, and we went and sang it outside because we're pretty sure that you guys could hear it, even if you had the TV turned up and were vacuuming the house and all the other things. It's called the B-I-B-L-E, and we're going to all sing it together, but, I mean, the kids can pretty much rock it all by themselves, but let's all stand up and we'll sing it together. B-I-B-L-E, it's the key of A. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. One more time. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand
the B-I-B-L-E, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I love you, Lord. I'm so thankful. Thankful to you, my God, for this family we have and for the love, the care that they have for our brothers and sisters. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, my God. You can remain standing. We're going to sing song number 91, His Word is Like a Fire.
His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, like the light in that corner where you are. Oh, like the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in that corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in that corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light.
You've given us, my God, for the power we have in you, Lord, for how that power can be used to bring your word to other people. I love and I praise you, my God. I'm so thankful to be here. Praise you, my Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated.
I just want to stand, and as we were singing the B-I-B-L-E song and then the song after that, I just was thinking how thankful I am for that word of God and what a precious, precious thing it is to have that word and just the love that you find in that word, the instruction, the hope. I can't think of enough words, but just the roadmap that he gives us in his word of how to live that holy life for him and that gospel message. And I love God. I love all that he is, which is his word. And I just thank him so much tonight.
Give it another shot here. I just want to thank my God for the privilege of being here tonight, or this afternoon. I want to thank him for his love and his mercy, his grace. I want to thank him, too, for his protective hand. Sometimes events happen in a split second, and there's nothing you can do, and you just trust in God, and he's always got your back. And I also want to thank him, too, for the songs you just got done singing. It's with the wind blowing, and I started thinking about the day of Pentecost when that wind came through the upper room. And I, just like I said, let's open the windows and let's have the wind come through, man, because I know God's got something in store for us today. And I love him and I praise him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to have Kirsten Inger and Mary Jo come up and do a special now.
I want to thank God, too, for being in his house this afternoon and how amazing that feels. No matter what else is going on, it always just brings a joy to my heart to enter into his house and to see his people gather. And today, especially, to feel the energy that the kids and the VBS brought was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And God's, I know we've said it many times, but God's been doing something very special with our kids. Ever since we were able to get Sunday school going again, and it just kind of boggles my mind, and it has made me think a lot about myself as a child and what my thoughts were about the different things that I'd learned about God and what my hopes were of how I saw myself in that picture of the superheroes in the Bible and all the faithful people in the Bible and a prayer that was in my heart as a child, and I just love seeing this in our own kids here, and it gives me joy, and that's what we're singing about tonight, so worship God with us.
We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals.
We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way.
'Cause he hung up on that cross and he rose up from that grave.
My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
We were the beggars, now we're royalty.
And we were the prisoners, and now we're running free.
We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. 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 There's joy in the house of the Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise to your name. Wonderful
Jesus,
Savior, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus,
glory, Lord God.
Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Savior. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my Lord.
You
praise you, Jesus.
Praise
you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. Going to sing, Amy.
Well, I certainly have to stand and also thank God so much for the privilege of being a part of Vacation Bible School. And I have so many beautiful memories of my childhood when so many people in this church put in so much time and energy and effort into every kind of activity under the sun for me and my peers to be able to do to draw closer together, to draw closer to God. And it is a blessing and a privilege for me to be able to in turn do that for our young people. They are so worth it, and God does such a beautiful work in them, and it really was just so much fun. The kids were so excited to arrive this morning, and just amen to everything all the other ladies said that were there. But the kids really were so engaged and, you know, answering questions and, you know, giving their input on things. And they were all working together so cooperatively and excited for each and every part. And then it was great to just have that excitement roll right over. You know, VBS got over at 12:30, so that excitement could just roll right into service tonight. And I love God so much, and I'm so thankful for each and every work that I get to do for Him, and I'm just thankful to be in His house tonight.
Amen. I'm going to sing our last song today before Paul comes and brings us the Word of God. Song number 288, The Love of God.
The love of God, how rich and pure. How measureless and strong it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels, the measureless and strong, it shall.
praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Glory, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Will you please stand for the word of the Lord?
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I love them testimonies. Amen. I love to hear what God's doing in everybody's life. Dedication, Bible study, must have been an awesome time for you guys. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody here that shows God's glory, that just goes the extra mile, that spend the time to work with the kids, to plan all these things out, to go into hospitals, to taxes, to food, to just everything we do to bring God glory. I just am so proud to be a part of this body of believers. And I want to thank you for everything you do for God. And you make this church proud. You really do. I've been thinking a lot about camp lately, and trying to get ready for that also. Well, good afternoon, and we want to welcome all our visitors here today and our live stream folks. Thank you once again for joining us today. We're just here to worship God, thank Him for all the wonderful things He does in our lives, for this awesome salvation plan that He's given us, the peace and joy in our lives, no matter what's happening. We know that God's, like Happy said, got our back. He's always there for us. And I have such a burden for this world. They don't have that safety valve that we have. And it's heartbreaking to me to hear people to say different things that I can't even talk to them. They're either on TV or the news or something, but just to hear the heartbreak in their life, and we know God is the only answer to this. The only hope that this world has is God. Amen? That's why it's so important for us to share what God's done with us and for us. And I'm just glad to be here today. I love what I feel here, the love and the unity and the Spirit of God here. It's a wonderful thing. It's available to everybody, but everybody doesn't have it. Amen. We want to keep praying for our camp, that we'd all be ready for what God has in store for us there. Every year it's different. You don't know what God's got in mind, but if you're open and ready for whatever God's got for us, that's the important part. We leave that camp going on into our work or our school or wherever we go to be able to take that knowledge and that peace and joy and spread it around. And it's just... Camp has always been a wonderful time for me. And God's always made it a way where I could always be at camp. 40 going on 45 years. I've never missed a camp. And working in an oil field, that's a big deal. But God's always worked it out, no matter where I was at. You know, I keep praying for the ones here that are seeking the Holy Ghost. And definitely pray for these new souls. We need new souls. I'm just reading a few of my notes here. When I was thinking about, when I was telling you about having a burden for the world, I was just thinking, the number one thing that should be on everybody's mind in this whole world is, where do I go when this is all over with? What, I have to give an account for everything I say and do. Where am I going to go? And not to guess at it, but to know, according to God's word, this is where you go, or that's where you go. And what a comfort that is, to know that every day you get up, you talk to God. Hello, hello. 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 The batteries might be dead. Hello? There we go. I knew God wasn't going to allow it to cut us off today. We got too much going on. We need everything we can get from God in these trying times, I'll tell you. I think I'll start it out with just talking a little bit about camp and being ready for camp and what it takes to be ready for camp and actually what it takes after we get what we get from camp to spread that around. So let's start out in John, the first chapter. In our roadmap, I think Tracy said something about the roadmap. John, the first, it's just one verse here, John, the fifth chapter, verse 39. John, fifth chapter, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they that are which are testify of me. Our duty is to line our life up to this word of God. That's, if we can do that, and we do it on a steady basis, we will never fail. Never fail. Amen? This is our roadmap. This is our roadmap. Everything that God wants for his people, everything he's going to do for his people, everything he expects from his people is right here in black and white. How we raise our children, how we interact with our wives, our friends, our co-workers, it's all right here in Scripture. And it's up to us to fulfill that. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Just two verses here, or three verses. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 15 through 17. And we just had the vacation Bible study here, so our children starting out right here. And that from a child, verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This tells us everything we need to know, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. This word is not only a guide and instruction manual. It's also a tool we have to use in our ministry. You can talk all day long, but unless you're living it and you can show people in the Word of God, right here in the Word of God, that this is not your ideas or imaginations. That's what this word does. It doesn't go out void, but it's nice to have it in your hand and show people it's right here. That's done more for anybody than, because everybody's got something to say, but if they can't prove it by Scripture, it's just their ideas. Amen? Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. And remember, as we read these scriptures, we're supposed to be looking at them and taking our own inventory. Just not anybody else's or anything else, just lining ourselves up, our actions and reactions to the Word of God. This word will show you what we, if it's fine with God or if we need to work on it and get rid of it. So let's go to Galatians, the 19th, or 5th chapter, 19 verse. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of that which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now these are the works of the flesh. Now we look in our lives and we make sure we don't have anything like this in our lives. And if we do, we need to get rid of it. This is what we want. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is probably a major thing when we all have our limitations. But in God, in God full of the Holy Ghost, we don't have any limitations. I remember a wise pastor, Alice, telling me one time, I said, well, that's just how I am. And she said to me, that's not how you are anymore. You're supposed to be like Jesus. Mm. Oh. That kind of took the wind out of my sails right there. I didn't have any excuses after that. So yeah, we're supposed to be like Jesus. The word Christian means Christ-like. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified this flesh and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Don't do anything so you get recognition. And don't provoke your brother or your sister. And if they have something good happen to them, be happy for them. Tell them, and be genuine about it. Tell them, hey, I'm glad things are working out for you. Amen? We should be happy for each other when they're good fortunes. And we should be able to pray and sympathize with a brother and sister that's having problems. God doesn't have anything that's not covered in His Word, how we should act and react and interact with each other. Amen. Aren't you glad the way God's laid it out? I mean, if you have any questions about anything, you can look in his word and you can find out what he expects us to do in any situation. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Don't you just love living for God? I love living for God. I can't get enough of God. Amen? Man, I remember when I didn't have any hope in my life. I just sitting here kind of reminiscing for a second. Man, I tell you what. You talk about somebody that has a blessed life. Man. 1 Corinthians, 6th chapter, verse 19. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two shall be one flesh. But he that is joined into the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that man doth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? We were bought and paid for with a price. We're prisoners of love. Amen. We are prisoners of love. If you're going to be a prisoner, that's the kind to be. Amen. Verse 20. For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have the power of the Holy Ghost not to give in to this natural. We just have to use it. Amen? Amen? There we go. I don't want anybody falling asleep on me. I know I'm talking a little quiet today, but my throat's no excuses. I'm just talking quiet. Let's go to 1 Peter for the 1st chapter. Peter, the 1st chapter, start out in verse 13. Now, we were called to be a shining light out in this world of darkness and be a good example. Everything we say and do, every place we go, that's our commission. And share what God's done with us for every chance we get. That's our commission. Verse 13, wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end of the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're all looking for that rapture when God comes back to take us home. Verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, before you knew God. But as he which has called you is holy, so ye be holy in all manner of conversation. In conversation, we know that's conduct. And that conduct tells our whole life. The way we act, the way we talk, the way we look, the way we interact with everybody we come in contact with. Verse 17, and if You call on the Father, which is without respect of persons, judges according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. That word sojourning means that this is a temporary home for us. This is just a little drop in the bucket of what we got going for eternity. What is 100 years compared to eternity? I know we don't think about that enough. I don't anyway. But no matter what happens to us in this life, anything that happens to us in this life, what is that compared to eternity? When he tells you that eye is not seen or mind conceived, the things that I got laid up for the ones that love me. And if you love me, you'll obey my word. Amen? Verse 18, for much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was made manifested in his last times for you, for us, for all mankind. He died to give everybody a chance. Amen. Verse 21, whom by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God and not in this world. Our faith and hope is in God. And when we start putting that faith and hope in the things of this natural world, that's when we get disappointed. Instantly, sometimes. Expectations. I was just thinking about the other day. I was talking to somebody about something, and they were talking about expectations. The only expectations we should have is how we live our life. We should expect to live exactly the way God wants us to live, not the way somebody else should treat us or talk to us or interact with us. Because if you expect a human being to react to you the way you think they should, you're setting yourself up for a real heartache. Because without the Holy Ghost, we're weak, but even with the Holy Ghost, if you don't stay full of it, you're going to stumble and fall. You're not going to act and react to things the way people think you do. I think one of our biggest problems is not giving people the benefit of the doubt. I don't really believe that people hurt each other on purpose. I believe it's a misunderstanding and a lack of communication most of the time. But if you don't give them that benefit of the doubt, that's where we get ourselves in trouble. Pretty soon we have an attitude. There's a little something here, and then something else comes up, and that just keeps building, and pretty soon the unity's gone, and the love's gone, and we have a problem again. We've got to go back and fix it. A lot of us here have had the Holy Ghost for a lot of years. We shouldn't be having any of these kind of little fox problems, because that's what the Bible teaches about this stuff. The little foxes spoil the vine. And we should not be having a lot of these problems. And I think we're getting past a lot of them. I'm really, really happy. I'm joyous that we're growing and we're getting it together. We are getting it together right now. That vacation Bible study is an example of getting it together. Everybody working together for a common cause. And them kids can feel that. They feel that. They feel that love and they feel that unity. Thank you. I'm happy that everybody's trying so hard to get us on track and keep us on track. Thank you very much. Verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit into unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart. Now, I was studying this fervent love, and that's a supernatural love. That's a love that comes from God's Holy Spirit. It's a love that can overlook wrongs that's been done to you, things that people talking about you, making fun of you, whatever to you. It's that you can overlook that and still love them the way God expects us to love each other. I could never do that before. I couldn't forgive anybody that hurt me. And I am so thankful for the Holy Ghost for that alone. That's the first thing that I asked God to take away from me when I came here 45 years ago, when I got the altar. Take the anger, the resentment away from me, God. Do not let me act the way I've been acting. I just want to be changed. I want to be set free. And he did. I don't feel like that anymore. I don't get mad at people instantly. I don't get offended instantly. God will help you do anything you want him to do when it comes to wanting to be more like him, wanting to show your love to one another. He will help you. There's nothing out there that he can't do if you're willing to pay the price. There's always a price to pay. You have to really want to change. You can't live in the past. You're a new person. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're born again, really born again. You cannot live in the past. You can't say, well, this is how it's always been, or this is how I was raised, or that person is a dead person. Amen. If you won't throw that away, God can't. You tie his hands. He cannot lift you up and take that away from you. If you won't give that up, he has to just stand back and fold his hands and wait. You go through the hard times, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down, until you finally realize, hey, I can't win this battle. Let go and let God. That's what we have to do. Amen? I mean, everybody, the only time you're really happy is when God's got total control of your life. Am I right or wrong about that? That's how I feel about it. If I start taking the reins, I start losing that peace and joy, and I don't want to lose that. I came to God because I wanted to change. And I needed something. I needed to change. I needed that love and that mercy of God's. And he gave it to me. And I am obligated to give that to everybody I mount into, no matter where they're at. Not just me, all of us are. Anybody that knows the truth and has received the Holy Ghost is obligated to give that mercy and love to whosoever will. And give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't think evil as soon as something doesn't go the way you think it should. People make mistakes. One of the best things I ever heard was, why do you think they put erasers on pencils? We all need one, once in a while. Hopefully it's not the same mistake every week. Verse 23, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. The word of God endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And this word is infallible, and it lasts forever. The only thing we have to do is obey it. It's really not that hard if we don't fight it. Amen. Our natural is our problem. That's where we run into all the problems at, our natural. Let's go to Jude. Start out in verse 17. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you here there would be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit of God is what we're talking about, the Holy Spirit of God that gives you the power not to act like that. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Man, what a gift that is. That's the only thing in this world that makes any difference. To have the power to change, to be pleasing to God. To have that Spirit of His inside of you according to the Scriptures. Acts 2:38. Repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and now you have some power in your life. Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some having compassion, making a difference. Your compassion makes a difference when you're interacting with your coworkers, with whoever you come in contact with, to have compassion on them and not let them feel the kindness and the love in you. God freely gives it, and we need to freely give it out. Amen? Verse 23, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling to present, you're faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I love this Word of God, man. I really do. First Peter, the second chapter. Now, this is our God talking to us. Sometimes I don't know, all of a sudden it dawns on me just how much God really does love us. I mean, you know he loves you, but sometimes it just melts you when you think about how much love and mercy and compassion God has for you. Or it does me anyway. Amen? First Peter, second chapter, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. You're different. You don't join in on them jokes and backstabbing and backbiting. You don't do them things. The royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. And this is a marvelous light. Amen. Which in time past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war against the soul. having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be a good example. You show God's glory and his power when you are a good example in every situation you come into. Every situation. Let's go to, these are the last scriptures I'll go to here. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having a compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Isn't that how everybody wants to be treated? And you want to act that way too, right? You want everybody to be kind to you, and you want to be kind to others. That's a great feeling, man. You know, it's really a great feeling when a soft word turns away wrath. When somebody's really got a problem and you don't react to it, you react to them in a kind way, a compassionate way, and pretty soon they do 180 and they're just really nice to you. That's a good feeling. Because I don't think I ever run into anybody like that before I had the Holy Ghost. Try to diffuse how I was feeling. I would have been impressed if it had happened to me. And that's why we're supposed to do that. It shows God's glory. Verse 11, let him ensue evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now, we don't want to be in that place. We want God to be happy with us. We want to have that peace and joy in our life. Verse 13, and who is it? Who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? God's got our back, man. But and if you suffer for righteous sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled. God only lets it go so far. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. That's what we need to be, always ready to reach out to a soul, tell them why we feel the way we feel, where we got the power to be that way. We owe that to mankind. Amen. Verse 16, having a good conscience that where they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. And I know that I've had people come up to me ashamed, maybe not right then, but it might have been a couple weeks later or even years later, and tell me, hey, I'm sorry about the way I treated you or talked to you when we worked together back on this or that. And I have a lot of respect for you for not coming back at me when I was way, way out of line. That's what we owe everybody that we meet. That's what we owe them. We owe them the long-suffering, the kindness, the compassion. They can't help themselves. When you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are limited in what you can do and you can't do. You cannot change a lot of things in your life without the Holy Ghost. There's no way. And we forget that. After we get on the other side of this and we're able to get past a lot of this stuff, we forget what it was like when we couldn't do that. That is a miracle in itself. That is, not only is it Holy Ghost a miracle, and the way God did it for us, and salvation and everything that it does in this life, it just, being able to change, man. That is, to change the things on the inside of you that nobody knows about. You're the only one knows about them. Isn't that a blessing? I mean, that's a blessing, man. I'll tell you what, we're all human beings, and if God rolled the doors back, or the walls back, or whatever you want to call it, the curtain back, and let Satan get at us, we're capable of any sin that's in this Bible. You realize that? We're capable of every sin that's in this Bible. It's only because of God's protective hand and he don't let Satan get at us like that. And we have the power not to do it. We need to always remember that. Verse 16, having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation. That conversation is your conduct in Christ. Verse 17, for it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. We don't want to be guilty of any of these bad press that's out there. It doesn't take much with the way social media is right now. Somebody can put something out there about somebody and totally destroy their life, and it's not even true. But when it gets proven true, they never go back and say, well, I'm sorry. It's sad, man. Verse 18, for Christ has also once suffered for sins, that the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, that he so freely gives anybody that wants it. Amen. That's all I have for tonight, but think about the words that came across here tonight about what God wants us to be like. If we have any of these things in our life, to get rid of them this week, at least work on them this week. Work on them, a little at a time. Some of this stuff, it takes years to get rid. It took me years to get rid of some of this stuff. And it's just sitting in the background. It can come back out anytime. But I'm aware of it now. I'm aware that I'm like that. And I'm aware that this can happen to me. So it gives you a time of preparation. You know, you don't speak right away. You stop. You wait for that Spirit to guide you. And you don't have to go out and apologize to everybody the next day. And you don't lose your peace and joy. God just wants us to be close to him and be happy. Amen. Have a good week. I love you all. Practice what we preach. This altar is open. If you got anything you want to get right with anybody or tell God or anything else, he's here for you tonight.
God. This altar's open for you.
Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul that I want the world to know. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. Joy down in my soul and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry. I answered my Savior's call. Jesus took my heavy load, set my feet on the narrow road, and I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry at all. I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, I answered my Savior's call. Jesus took my heavy load, set my feet on the narrow road, and I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry. I not sorry I answered my Savior's call. Jesus took my heavy load, but my feet are the narrow road, and I'm not